Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live
every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
We all hope to have happiness, to have kindness, compassion, love, energy. And it's like, no, it doesn't work like that. Like, a power plant doesn't have energy, it generates energy. See, what a power plant does is it takes energy from one source, rushing water, spinning turbines, windmill, nuclear, whatever it is. It takes energy from one source. And what it basically does, it takes it from that source and transforms it into a higher source and then transmits it. That's what a power plant is doing. It is transforming and generating a new higher level of energy. So for those who go, oh, my partner is such a jerk. My team at work, oh, they're so negative. They're so awful. I am here to tell you, guess what? Okay, so your job is take that low level of energy and convert it into a higher level of energy. Who's an entrepreneur in this room here? You ever heard that definition of entrepreneurs? They take one level of value and they one plus it into a higher level of value, and that's why they get paid so much? It's about taking value and amplifying it. Well, energy is that way too. But what we do is we blame energy. My energy is this way because, listen, if you saw my schedule the last 6 months, you would cry for me, Argentina. You'd be like, how is he still standing and running around here like a little Energizer bunny? How is he doing that? Because everything over the last couple months, you'd be like, oh, that's not possible. It's because I don't hope to have energy. I generate energy. We can all generate energy on command. You did it this morning. Remember when I had you stand up and I just had you speed up your mind? Who liked that this morning? You got to use your mind for energy way more often, but you can use your body too. Watch, put yourself down, stand up. Let's try something. So as you're standing, all I want you to do, bounce in place. Close your eyes, swing your arms, take 10 deep breaths. We're going to do two activities now. Take 10 deep breaths. A deep breath means your neighbor can hear you. You breathe in through your nose, your stomach comes out, you breathe out through your mouth, breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, bounce in place, swing those arms, deep breath in, deep breath out, good, deep breath in, deep breath out. You're doing good. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Okay, good. Now, we're just getting warmed up. Now, here's what I want you to do. We're going to do an activity called Qigong. Very simple. We're going to open up the meridians of your body. If you don't believe in Eastern arts like meridians of your body, then in science, there's things called nerve cells. And they're on your skin. And when you activate them, you feel differently. And when you move your body or your skin around, you move the lymph, which also gets things generating. And if you move your body, you also activate your lung system. So, hey, guess what? Call it meridians or call it science. Here we go. What we're going to do is take a nice deep breath in, a nice deep breath out. Now, for those who have never done this before, this is going to be super weird. So if you thought it was going to get weird, this is the part. You take your hands like this. In Qigong, it's called cupping, because you're cupping, you're making a cup out of your hands. And what we're going to do is we're going to start at our lower left ankle, and we're basically going to pat, called cupping, and we're going to move up our leg like half an inch at a time, and then we're going to do our right leg, then we're going to do our hands, then our sides, and then our back. So for those who don't do it yet, watch what it looks like when you do your left leg. You just come to your ankle, and all you're doing is just cupping, patting, and you're moving up the top of your leg. That's all you're doing. Go around, pat your ass, because you've done a good job so far. Nice work. Set it down, breathe in. Then we'll do the next leg. Then we'll do the arms. Then we'll do the sides. And then we'll do the back. If this sounds crazy, wait till you see how you feel. Are you ready? Yeah. Okay, here we go. Left leg starting at the ankle. Let's see how you do. Cup your hands and the idea. Put positive intention and energy into your body. This is an act of love. Coming up around. Now you're patting your buttock. Your buttock, sir. Okay, good, good. Set it down, breathe. Feel better already? We haven't started. Next leg, let's go. You're doing great. Good job, good job. You guys have it totally unfair. You have chairs. Here we go. Reaching around back. Good. Nice and strong on that hamstring. Harder on the hamstring. Good, good. Set it down. Breathe. Woo! Breathe, nose. Woo! Breathe in through the nose. Woo! Good. Stick that left arm out. Let's go. Fingertips. All my students know I do this every 50 minutes, including if I'm on a plane, in the bathroom. The things they think are happening. Okay, shoulder is down, strong on the shoulder, nice and strong on the shoulder. Good, release that shoulder. Breathe. Breathe. Good, fingertips, next side. Let's go, you're doing great. The hotel is wondering what the hell we're doing in here right now. What happens to these Burchard events? Set that shoulder down. Release that shoulder. Nice and strong in the shoulder. Breathe. Ah, breathe. Ah, good. Now we're going to bend slightly at the waist and on our lower back. From here, take 10 deep breaths. Ah, that's one. Two. Keep breathing. Three. Keep breathing. Four. Five. You're doing great. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Stand, bounce, shake out those arms. Shake out those arms, shake out those arms, shake out those arms. Okay, now just stand and march just real lightly. And notice the energy around your body. Now just kind of sway side to side. Just to notice the energy. Oh, yes, keep breathing. That's good. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Okay. Now keep breathing. As you're swaying, close your eyes. And I want you to refresh your mind. Just like we did this morning, maybe you speed it up. Maybe you suddenly your Einstein and your brain is going faster, or you see fireworks, or you're readying your body to run. Leap, jump, take off, serve, command. You feel strength in your body. Your mind is revving up, though. It's getting clear. It's getting excited. It's getting back into this room to be present, to transform your life for other people, that you're going to do something for yourself here to serve other people. It feels good. Your mind is revving up, baby. You're feeling it. You're feeling it. Take another notch up. Put this big old smile on your face with your eyes closed. Just breathe. Oh, yeah. Okay, open up your eyes and look around to all the beautiful, vibrant people around you. Give yourselves a round of applause. And give five hugs like you just won the lottery. Go!
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
The power plant doesn't have energy. It. So let me tell you a secret of my career. You know, I've had the blessing of shooting 30 plus online courses, many of them 5-week online courses, really long. Some of you have ever logged into them. Just checking. People are like, how have you done so many? I really believe we all have the same hours in the day. The difference, I believe, is that some people are doing strategic resets throughout the day, and other people are burning themselves into the ground. Who knows the difference in this room? Who's had some burnout in the last year? Who can own that that was your responsibility? See, the power plant is either running at a capacity that is too high and it's gonna blow itself up, or it does something called metering the energy. To meter the energy. Larger power plants, they meter the energy. Sometimes they turn on and turn off just to set and reset, set and reset, set and reset. My great competitive advantage in my whole career in terms of productivity, every 50 minutes, I do that, what you just did. Every 50, it took a while to explain it, but really, you're just going like this, you're going like this, you're going like this, you're going like this, you're off the races. Close your eyes, set a new intention, and go. See, anyone ever follow like race car driving? See, that's all? Okay. So they put a track there. And little cars on that track, and they're real fast. And they go in a circle, real fast, like 200 miles an hour plus, fast, scary. And they don't go the whole time. They pull over and they do called a what? Pit stop. When they do a pit stop, the crew comes in, boom, and it goes off again. Now the car didn't need the pit stop when it got the pit stop. The pit stop is a preventative maintenance activity. Meaning, we're gonna set this thing up so it has more energy to go further. It probably didn't need the refuel at the moment, but it took the refuel so it could go longer. Some of you grind and burn, and you do it all day, every day, and it's a grind and it's a burn, and you're not replenishing. You're not doing what we call a strategic reset. For me, it's on the hour. Every hour for 20 years, I'm doing a reset. I never sit at my desk for 3 hours, and I'm a writer. I sit at my desk. Now I have a thing, my butt hits the ground. I hit a timer, 45 minutes or 50 minutes. Boom, I write, no matter if I'm coming up with genius level stuff and that thing goes beep, I stop. I stand up. I might do a few downward facing dogs, a little bit of vinyasa flow. I'll do my Qigong. I'll go get water, take a big drink of water, full glass of water, come back, ask, what's most important for me to focus on this next hour? What's most important for me to focus on this next hour? What's my intention here? Now, the difference is a lot of people go all day grinding and burning out, and then they get the end of the day, they go, oh my gosh, I didn't do the thing, because they only checked in once. Most people check in once if they're on priority. I had 9 or 10 pit stops. How many follow? Most people, you know, they want to work. Oh, it's 6 o'clock. I got no energy. Well, of course, you burned all day. 6 o'clock, I'm getting warmed up because I had my pit stops. I'm fresh. And the power plant generates the energy. So I'm going to generate the energy. I also think this follows true in your relationships. You have to take responsibility of the energy in your relationships, and you've got to generate the energy. I always say, love them so much, they become lovingly annoyed by you. You know, because what most people do, they try to put good energy into the relationship, and then they back away. They try, they back away. They try, they feel discounted, they go away for 4 or 5 days, 4 or 5 weeks, 2, 3 years. Years. And then they go, oh, it didn't work. Oh, no. Energy is daily. You want to shift your team. You want to shift your relationship. You want to shift your own energy. You've got to win the energy game. More than any other game in my life that I won and tried to win, it's the energy game. Because when you're abundant with energy, you can do anything. But remember, the power plant doesn't have energy. It. I want you to create a higher level of energy in this room. Right here, just deciding to, like, oh, we're going to go to this other level. We're going to be extraordinary. So tell the person left, right, shake them, say, be extraordinary.
All right. Hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you, giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brendan.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brendan.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do. Serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brendan.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brendan.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brendan Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.